The next patient was Kathy Pellicer, P. Pellicer is P-E-L-L-I-C-E-R, Pellicer. Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. Kathy Pellicer, P as in Paul, P-E-L-L-I-C-E-R. Date of birth is 3/17/58. Date of visit is 10/27/25. Please make copy for Jonathan Skranok. Skranok, S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K. Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Skranok, S-C-R-E-N-O-C-K, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Jonathan, thank you for sending Kathy Pellicer for evaluation. Next paragraph, this is from the list. This is a 67-year-old lady who has a history of multiple medical problems, including history of asthma, atrial fibrillation, permanent pacemaker, and history of bilateral mastectomies and endometriosis with hysterectomy. Was admitted, was complaining of shortness of breath and cough and no sputum production. The patient has wheezing and denied fevers or chills and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history. Let's see, the patient past history has included history of asthmatic attacks. She also had multiple surgeries and has a permanent pacemaker placed. She had atrial fibrillation and atrial fibrillation and cardiac ablation done. And also underwent bladder surgery. She had exploratory laparotomy and lysis sedation for small bowel obstruction. She had bilateral mastectomies for atypical cytology and biopsy. And had breast reconstruction done. The patient had coronary artery disease with cardiac catheterization and stenting. He has had resection of the colon. And also had surgery on her right thumb with fusion, left knee surgery, and left wrist surgery, and the section of right ovary, and adhesions. DNC was done in 78. Ventral hernia repair in 2020. And multiple breast biopsies and lymph node biopsies, and history of Epstein-Barr virus, and multiple episodes of pneumonia, period. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin, Demerol, Floxin, and Tylenol. Next, let's see. Habits, the patient does not smoke, denies significant alcohol use. I'm sorry, can you mention, she did smoke 2 packs per day for 20 years and quit. drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of breast cancer, and one sister as well. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has vertigo and hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has hay fever, asthma, wheezing, and cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and diarrhea, and constipation. She has chest pain and palpitations and leg swelling. She has anxiety with depression. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has no seizures but has headaches and numbness to the extremities. And denies skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This average hip belt. This is an average hip belt. Middle-aged white female, lit, pale, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing or cyanosis. No perforedema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. 125/70. Pulse is 78, respiration 20. Temperature 97.2. Weight is 120 pounds. Saturation 98. HEND announced phallic tubules reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is mildly injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements to decrease excursions and lung fields are clear. Heart sends regular synchronous to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds hacked. Extremities, no edema, no lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflectors 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number 2 is hypothyroidism. Number 3 is degenerative arthritis. Number 4, atrial fibrillation. Number 5 is lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. And number 5 is peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Get a CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count, and a complete PFT. He will continue with all the other medications mentioned above. I advise to come in for a follow-up here approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Kathy Pelliser. I'm sorry. Can you please change the cap? Thank you for this constant copy for Jonathan Scrinock, MD, Screnock. Jonathan Scrinock, MD. Thank you, this doc. This is a...